M. Dalton.
Yes, sir.
Blog Talk Radio.
We here.
give a little time for everybody to come in. Hey, bro, Steve, come back, Catholic. I need to get my first sister to make us a brand new intro. And she did that yesterday. They did a brand new intro to the 544s down there in Galveston. I'm just doing my videos down there. Well, we got a little bit of broadcast here tonight. Who knows how it's going to end up turning out and all the other good stuff. I just don't know. We bless y'all for being here.
Hallelujah.
We truly do. And we can see that the old saying is coming to pass. Hey, if y'all can hear me, let me know if you can hear me. Y'all know 10, 5 by 5, 1 for the worst. Let me know real quick, all right? Glory to the kingdom. But if you heard me say it once or say it a thousand times, when people have nothing to lose, they do what? And they are losing it. Have y'all seen what's been going on?
A little weirdo.
Man. That, first of all, I looked at that thing. I said, what is that thing? Is that a human being? It looked like a little alien, though, didn't it?
No, dipshit.
And then, they turned around and it was dressed up like a woman, was even ugly. Hey, 103 KD up in the day, man. Beauty is only skin deep, but ugly is to the bone. Ain't nothing personal. It's real. It is straight up real, man. I'm like, he must have been practicing. No, wait a minute. He got 6 confirmed kills, didn't he?
6 or 7.
And then there was this one guy took out all his cops. And I said, man, he did good. I'm not saying he did good by taking out. To me, I don't give a damn about the police officer, civilian, all. Premature death is heinous. Every bit of it is. I don't hold people in these actors in uniforms in higher regard than a civilian. I just don't. I'm just saying he did good as far as his shot placement. These people are going mad. And what are the states that are leading the charge?
Communist.
Oh, you better believe it. New York?
Communist.
Chicago? Dodge City, Chicago. California. Lori Beetlejuice Lightfoot.
Yo.
You got to admit, man, she do look like Beetlejuice.
Or E.T.
That is one ugly woman, man.
The ugliest.
That is gangster ugly. She needs to go ahead and put a couple of teardrops next to her eye right here. Now she is damn. It ought to be against the law to be that ugly.
Sleep stack.
How the hell people like to get elected? Bell's is a reporter. Quoting what she said and quoting facts, and she tried to shut that reporter down. Can you believe it? And then damn decrepit Biden. Your president. You never seen nothing like before in all your life. I knew that they was going to use a fall guy, a buffoon, an idiot. You know what I mean? What the powers that be. Somebody got to do the job. Somebody got to literally do the job. This book is literally going to be coming and going. How long can you, how many drugs can you use to prop somebody up? I mean, think about it. How many drugs? And Kamala Harris. Let me tell y'all women something. Do not have too much DNA inserted in you. Because you'll end up like Kamala Harris. Where everything is funny. Do not have too many consorts. And I'm keeping it nice. How old is Willie Brown right now? Willie Brown was like, she was in her late 20s, and Willie Brown was in the 65 when he was laying into the line.
And he dead?
Is Willie Brown dead now? You talking about sleeping all your way to the outhouse? Well, she did it. You know that that woman put more melanated people in jail in California than anybody?
Yep.
You know good and well that people didn't select her, elect her. You know they did. It's sad. Sorry we had to start off with that, but you know, we're going to talk about a very important subject here tonight that is actually the cause. And one of y'all bring me a bottle of water here too, please. I may have one around somewhere. I got one, never mind. And you know what? And I, you know, teacher, we've always talked about this time, but it was back then, you know, in the 90s, you couldn't see it. You know, everybody was making them Left Behind books, and they were fleecing the people all over the place, and we just couldn't grasp our, we couldn't wrap our mind around them. We did not yet see. The Bible says it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Are you following? So shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, Noah. And we just couldn't see it. We literally just could not. Can y'all imagine that being in this faith all this time, and you literally, you know, some everybody out there fleecing the people, telling people all kinds of fairy tales and stories. People are biting off on it and everything else in this life. And here we are sitting here. Who gonna listen to a bunch of country bumpkins sitting on the side of a mountain? Think about that. You know, I'm talking about back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Y'all have to understand, man. They used to, boy, Brother Saint, come on. They used to call us the laughing stock. They used to mock. You know all the superlatives. They mocked us. They derided us. They chided us. They ridiculed us. They called us every name under the sun. That you can think, I mean, really, you are a fanatic, crackpot, a kook, cult. You hear that, Trey?
Yes, sir.
I mean, they went in on us. Today,
ooh,
the silence is deafening.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh. Today, the silence is deafening. Today, I wonder, where is all those detractors at? One thing y'all did give straightway is longevity.
Mm-hmm.
All our enemies seem to be falling by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we've been talking about, all of a sudden, it ain't funny no more, is it?
Nope.
When we was warning people, what was wrong? Nah, they were like, ah, bah, 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 bah. They called us, what is doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. Man, they labeled us everything under the sun.
Ministers of condemnation.
Yeah, ministers. Really? Yeah, for real, ministers of condemnation. They said, man, all y'all see is condemnation. Well, what do you do with it now? What do you do with it now?
They sell the business?
No, they're resting in peace. A lot of them rest in peace. Some of them gone. We don't even know where they at nowadays. There's been a lot of ministries that literally put their mouth on us over the year, and they literally dated. They're literally in the grave. Keep trying to tell folks, you watch the Christians quote all this. We live in this. Better leave y'all people alone.
Yeah,
I don't know what more people can do or what we can do to let you know that we're y'all people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We ain't trying to prove nothing to nobody else.
No.
If y'all ain't giving the ears to hear, the eyes to see, I can't do it.
Nope.
He's the one that opens people's understanding.
Yeah.
But, we're quickly hastening to the days of a fall feast now. We're on the other side. We've already had Pentecost.
Yes.
My boy's been rewiped. We going ahead and it's gonna be filled up here pretty soon. In a couple more weeks, it's gonna be all over the place. Answer me this. We know that Yah put the bowl in the sky as a promise that he wouldn't destroy the earth no more by water, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So why do these homosexuals and sodomites and lesbians want to use a rainbow?
Yep.
It is.
Yes, sir.
It is. You know what? I used to say you wouldn't want to even see your worst enemy in hell burning. I done changed my mind on that. I have changed my mind on that. I'll be glad to see all these sodomites and lesbians and burn.
I mean, that's great.
I'm burning for you.
Put their ass on
the C-130.
You can't find a
30,000 feet. Man, I like the church day. That Filipino president, as soon as he turned around, he literally was throwing people out of helicopters. If you were homosexual, he took you up in the helicopter and threw you out. But see, what we're dealing with today, it just didn't start with this, what they call this generation. Z, that's the last letter in alphabet. What, Z for zooted or what?
I don't know.
What does Generation Z mean?
Is that done?
Last generation? Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Is this the last generation, man? I asked, while I was out this week, I asked a woman, a question. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, were your grandparents and your great-grandparents in a better place than what you are today? She said, yes. This woman been divorced twice. Right? You hear me? Divorced twice. And she can't find no man. And I flat out just, hey, let me ask you a question. Who filed for divorce? I did. Well, let me ask you something. Was your grandmother and great-grandma, were they ever filed for divorce?
No.
See difference?
Yes, sir.
And I bet you're educated, ain't you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm educated.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Got a degree. I said, I bet you got a cat at home, too. No, not a cat, but a dog. I said, close.
Yes, sir.
See, you think about this, though. I said, so let me get this right. And I'm not a clinical psychologist. We're just having a dialogue while we're standing in line waiting, right? All right. So you wasted your 20s. Your prolific years. And then after you got your degree and everything, you had to establish yourself. Now you're in your 30s and went through two husbands, no children, because you put your career before the highest calling in the universe. You sometimes preach, well, come to think about it, yeah, I am. I'm just trying to get an understanding today because, you know, I live out in the woods. I'm kind of disconnected, you know what I mean, from society. So when I come out here, I'm just trying to get a feel for civilization. That's why, you know, I look all scraggly and everything, because I just, you know what I mean. And she admitted. I said, yeah, because your childbearing years come to an end. The feminist movement.
Come on, sir.
The feminist movement has destroyed women today. You know what I've been watching all week? I've seen you in a text message about this one woman telling men that she's sorry. For women. This one woman said she was telling men she was sorry for women. As one woman said, she actually got on YouTube. And a nice looking woman, too. A nice looking woman. All right? You know what she complaining about? She says, I've got a truck full of rocks. And she flat out said, I don't want to do this shit. I got to take the rocks out of this truck and put these damn rocks on the driveway. I want to be in the house making sandwiches and passing out tea.
Yeah. Thank
you. I'm going to tell y'all straight up. Let me just go ahead and go with it. You know the reason why that the feminist movement is really truly met as Zena and gained steam over the years is because the state wanted more taxes by more workers. You've got to see it for what it is. If you can get, it's on the teacher. Oh, that's that thing again. I don't know how to do it. I had a button over here. Anyway, she's got to figure it out, because I don't know how to do it. I hit a button over there. But if you can get, see that?
That's in the world. I've seen that happen.
I accidentally hit something. Well, that's into that. So, check this out. I mean, you could get so many places to begin, though. But they made women bite of the fruit of life, the fruit of the lies. You see, your mama, your grandmama, and everybody else, they understood what it means to be a chaste keeper at home, living under one roof with one income. They didn't chase after riches and glory and stuff. They were, their sole purpose was, number one, is to love Yah, fear Yah, love Him. Number two, love their children. Bear children. I mean, hold on. Love their husband.
Yes, sir.
Let me go back. Love their husband. Love their children. Bear children. Guide the house.
Yes.
And to cook, they used to be an honorable thing. To clean, they used to be an honorable thing. To do laundry, they used to be an honorable thing. Now, you think about this today. If you are a stay-at-home mom, and you get your man off in the morning, send him off to work, and now you got the children to deal with, you're homeschooling children, you're not sending them out to the public pool system, and you got two or three of them around, you're breastfeeding, you're changing diapers, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're doing laundry. Does that not sound like a full-time job to you?
Oh, yeah. Honorable full-time job.
You have to understand, Mother Carol would tell you, man, here we are, 18, 19 years old and stuff, and we weren't even married 3 months, about a month and a half. I come home every day with folded arms like this. What's wrong with you?
I want a baby.
Damn, we ain't even been married for... After about 3 months of weighing me out, much yielding, much pressure. Gave in. Boy, as soon as I said yes, bam, she's pregnant. I understood. You were on the military folks. Everybody pushing baby carriers. Everybody pushing baby carriers. But I told her, the ultimatum was, we have this child. You ain't working. You got a job right here. I think now, especially in this particular generation, this is one of the only ministries that I know of that preaches and teaches what the book says, that a woman should be a chaste keeper at home.
Praise God.
Yep. Because if having a child is not a full-time job, I damn don't know what is. I literally don't know what is. It is a full-time job. So this society and world tell y'all women that you're worthless and you're useless because you don't have a degree, you ain't doing anything, you're staying at home. No, they're a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in the grand scheme of things, that's where the Most High God designed it.
Come on. That's it.
So, when I ask people these questions today, no, this generation is not better off than grandmama and great-grandmama. That should be worse off.
Oh, yeah.
Because grandmama and great-grandmama, you know what? They knew how to keep a man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I said?
Yes, sir.
It didn't even make no difference if Papa was a rolling stone. They knew how to keep a man. This damn slogan today, we can do anything with, that a man can do. Or we just as good as, I remember one woman actually said that to me. She said, we just as good as any man. I said, really? I said, well, in that case, you ain't no damn good. Because there ain't no damn man good. You know what they're saying, right? Anything a man can do, we can do. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. I told you to get yourself. I found an article. The gig is up. Them women did not pass Ranger School.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Now, there's no way in hell.
They don't do military status.
That's what I'm saying.
Equal playing either
way. It ain't no equal playing.
And then,
they can go in and take a damn bath.
The Ranger instructors then was, even said they was pressured. I was an RI. I understand what I know exactly. I still have my book that they had the standard. They didn't meet.
Bad hell, dog. This ain't no damn G.I. Jane shit. I told her, I said, this is disgusting. There's no way in hell. No way in, anyway, never mind. But it's sad, though. Because we have to appease people today.
Yeah.
Mm. When I was in sports, as a young child, you either win or you lost.
Yeah.
You didn't get no participation badges.
Nope.
Now they want to make everybody feel good. When I was playing football, man, coaches, if they want to get on your ass, they would come over and grab your damn face mask. Twist you out. I mean, all kinds of just, anyway, this is a very soft generation. I can't imagine this generation of men. What are we looking forward to the next generation? What are we looking forward to the next generation? Are we going to have panties for men next?
I'm not sorry.
Think about this, though. The bottom line is the state orchestrated all of this. And the powers that be. They wanted to destroy the family unit.
Thank you, babe.
Yes, sir. And they wanted to destroy the family, because, you know, it's the same thing that Satan been doing from the very beginning. Go after the skirt. Go after the woman.
Yes, sir.
And then she will in turn end up getting the man.
Yes, sir. No.
Give power to the woman. Use the arm of the state. And she will force that man. You know, I know I'm not tooting our horn by any means, but you know, Mother Carol and I, we sit down in the living room. I remember this vividly. I think Little Chuck could have been no more than, I don't even know if we had a conversation beforehand. I think we did somewhere along after he was born. We sat down and we had a conversation right there in the living room. And we had told each other, we said, if something ever happens between us, it's not his fault. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
She said, I would never keep you from your child. I understand your job and everything else. I would never do it. She said, we will never, if we have problems, the child don't deserve the problems. You understand what I mean? So, you know, we'll do everything we can to make sure that child is reared and raised properly. But the deal is that women of today is not the same caliber of the women back then. I'm going to tell you right now, Mother Carol has put up with a bunch of bullshit for me. I straight up Clubbing. You know what comes after the club? And she, well, Gerald just hung in there like a trooper. And all that damn foolish.
Bless you, mother. Bless you.
I mean, I call it foolish today because I didn't get no wives out of it. Which we didn't know that today until we got into this ministry right here.
Yes,
and that's one thing about this ministry right here. I noticed that everybody out there online has realized that there's no subject that Straightway will not deal with openly.
Yep. Right.
The rest of them ministries out there got gag orders on them. Don't touch this. Don't say this. Yep. Keep mute. Don't talk about this. Don't talk about that.
Yes, sir.
No. We're going to talk about it all.
Hey.
We're going to talk about everything. But see, Mother Carol, she's one of the last of the old schools.
Yep.
And this young generation would do well to learn from the old school.
I mean,
don't the book say seek for the old path?
Yeah,
and search for the old path? See, it was the job of Satan to stay, to get the woman out of the home.
Yes, sir.
Get you chasing stuff. Bigger house, more cars, more shoes, full of stuff. Instead of chasing that bean or collard greens in the garden. What insult is that? That ain't no insult to me.
No.
Are you following me? That's no insult to me. And it's just sad they took women out of their role and they gladly take it. But now we're dealing with the opposite side. You know what we're dealing with now? Women, I just went through, Elder Mitch sent me probably about 3 or 4 videos, and I watched 4 or 5 more videos of women actually repenting to men. Saying, we are sorry. Please forgive us. Please forgive us. One woman was on there in tears. She said, listen, I don't care what man I marry, long as I marry a man. That's what she got to, in tears. She says, I will cook for you, I will clean for you, I will have your babies, I won't complain. You hear that? I will make sure the home is at peace. She said, I just want a family. And I can't get it using this feminine group. Is that not sad?
Yeah,
80% of all divorces in America today is initiated by the woman. 80%. See, today, women are too busy trying to be like the man. I told you, a woman is designed to be monogamous.
Yes,
you can't find that in the scriptures concerning man. And I've had these discussions as well, where I told these Christians out here, you might as well, you don't want to have this discussion with me because you probably won't go to church no more when you finish talking to me.
No.
Are you cold?
Not
yet. Okay. You don't want to have this discussion with me because when you look at Abraham, do y'all know, you know, there's this line out there that only kings can have more than one wife. But I can show you at least 15 men that was just common men that had additional wives.
Mm-hmm.
See, what happened was, we ended up in slavery by the Europeans. And every matter of fact, truth is, we've been enslaved by every damn body. Black folks enslaved us, Arabs enslaved us. You know, we're the enslaved people because we're stubborn, hard-headed, stout-hearted, damn wicked-ass people. That's what we are. And we deserve every damn thing we get plus more.
Yes, sir.
And it's a wonder that the Most High Yah just didn't wipe us all off the face of the planet Earth and just start all over again.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth.
Come on.
That's letting you know that he's keeping his oath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Man, it's just a damn shame today. Hey, can you imagine his heart sitting up here looking at this thing, turn around full circle?
Come on.
You over here, I know we digressing, but you look at Noah's days.
Yes.
He destroyed everybody's main souls.
Yes.
Now he got to turn around and do it again. Where'd he come? Shall he find faith on his way?
Come on.
Yeah. Gonna be more left alive than normal.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that was pretty bad. It was bad back then, but man, we look at it today. So I'm thinking, I got certain things that I look for. Y'all know what I look for?
Yes. Oh yeah, sir.
I'm gonna tell you what I look for. Everybody else been looking the wrong way. I did a whole message on this years ago, years and years ago. I go straight to the book of Revelation, and I look at the seals, the trumpets, and the vials. That's what I look at. I look at those things right there. That lets me know where we at. I seen a picture of Beyonce the other day. One minute, she was on the red horse. Next minute, she was on the pale horse. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you people don't see what the hell going on.
Man, come on.
See, one thing about Satan is he going to let you know what's taking place before it takes place so he can let you know that he's already been out there. But they hold the truth in unrighteous.
Yeah. Yes,
we are in a bad way today.
Yes, sir.
Never seen nothing like before in my life. And the way I see it is, this generation, going forward, y'all men, especially you older men, you may want to look for somebody 10, 15, 20 years younger than you. That's just my opinion. Because you get somebody around your age, these women going to make mouths. They're going to get arrogant. They gonna make miles. They act like they live longer than you. More experienced than you are. Oh, they are more experienced now.
Oh,
I'll give you that.
Oh.
They are more experienced. I'm gonna let y'all in on a conversation I had too. I said there was nothing we won't hit, right? I told this person, man, that I ain't heard nothing from him. Matter of fact, it's been a couple of years I ain't heard nothing from him. Nothing. They used to contact me all the time. Nothing. As I told you, you may want to go back over there to your little safety and your little church of lies. Because over here, you don't fool around with this preacher. You don't. I talked about a little bit today, during the week about a video where you got these people who fancy themselves as Christians. They go to church so they check in their time.
Right.
They think they're all good. They go to war and all this other stuff. Then I preface that by saying that the whores and the publicans are going to go in to the kingdom before you.
Yes, sir.
They're like, what? I said, yeah, a whore. We're going to the kingdom before you. There you go. That's the one I used to. Oh, no. I said, you see, that's the problem with y'all today. And I'm just broad brush, okay? Problem with y'all today. You know what your mind says. You know what you think. You know your church, religion, doctrine, family, your unions, and all type of traditions. But you don't know what God says.
It is.
Oh, come on. All right, y'all ready to hear this?
Yeah.
Rahab was a harlot.
Yeah, straight up.
That means she was a whore. Hold on. Being a whore is one of the oldest professions that there were in the history of mankind. It was in the history of mankind. Mary Magdalene was a whore. Check this out.
kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I said, you a preacher, right? Oh, yeah, I'm a preacher. I said, no, you don't want to deal with this. I'm telling y'all, man, you don't want to deal with it. You need to just, no, let's go ahead and have this conversation. No, I'm telling you, you don't want to have this conversation with me. I said, all right, man, here we go. We're going to run with it. I said, show me one hope in Israel, one hope in Israel that didn't make it to the kingdom. I said, keep on. He's in Israel. Stop him just like this. I said, so don't you want to go get some? He looked at me like,
yes.
I said, I'm not saying, I'm being very serious with you. But I know that y'all ain't that damn deep or that serious. I said, man, listen. Y'all don't see the way you see and the way I see. The only thing that was forbidden in Israel was female temple prostitutes and male sodomite prostitutes. But far as a whore in Israel, you won't find no law condemning her. I know what you're going to go to. Oh, there shall not be no whore on the sons and daughters of Israel. Yeah, that's right, whore. Now go look behind that word and see what it says. I just gave you the answer. Female prostitute, male prostitute. You know what happened, right? Why do you think Moses had to turn around and make the law in Deuteronomy 24 about the bill of divorce? Why do you think Yahshua had to deal with all this scrutiny? Because remember, these damn scribes and Pharisees with these wicked ass said, we be not born of fornication. You know what they were doing, right? Calling Mary a whore. They called him a bastard. In their understanding. Are you following me? Which we know he was far from that.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, yourself was willing to put away privately. Because he had thought, come on, man, what you going to think if your wife come up to you and say, I'm pregnant by the child of the Holy Spirit? You say, all right, Holy Spirit. So if y'all did not intervene and didn't send the angel to actually speak to you, you wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh, this shit. Yeah. Good, I got the Holy Spirit to you. I'm going to cast you.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast you out in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm getting ready to do. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
And listen, if you don't know this book, if you don't know this law, you'd be better off staying over there with your romper room toy doctrine thing. Talking about Polk, who's a pork chop preacher. Talking about your wicked ass church's marriage and divorce doctrine, which you don't know shit about. I mean, after all, Yah was a divorcee. Not, you know, I'm going to go even far. Not only Yah was a divorcee, Jesus was too. Now think about that for a second. And these folks out there think that they got an inside track on Yah. That they think they really truly know what the kingdom of Yah is all about. Undamn believable. Unbelievable. But see, when you start talking this deep on this type of a level right here, people can't do nothing but be quiet and listen. But one thing you better do, you better study to show yourself approved. You better make sure you get out there and get in front of it and really truly comprehend and understand the will of Yah. Did we not just a few weeks ago go over the Matthew 25? The 10 virgins?
Yes, sir.
Five were
God,
and five were
foolish.
And the foolish, with a lazy, lethargic ass, knew where to go.
Knew where to go.
To buy.
Yeah.
But he just wouldn't do it.
Oh.
The wise said, I can't bump you.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Come on. Listen. We both been in the same ship, same boat. Listen, you've been counseled to go do this. See, if you didn't preach it right, you would think you need to share. And then your ass will be on the outside of keeping.
That's true.
Yep. Paul tried to talk to us. He gave us the analogy that what we're running is a race. And you need to run to win.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting up there running the wind and holding your hand out to a person behind you and say, come on, we going to cross
all
the line together.
Hey, yo.
Oh.
Come on, hey. Come on, Shep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And that's the foolish way the bridegroom came.
Mm-hmm.
And we broke that down.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Showing y'all what real true biblical marriage is. Yeah, we're reiterating all this because you know what? I learned one thing in my life, that when you say something, you think that people automatically get it, and so you just move on. But stuff needs to be rehearsed.
Yeah.
Over and over. Reiterated.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. You know the reason why? Because for some reason, we got a stoop on us. There's something wrong with us. Bad wrong with us. In a major way. So if you don't repeat this stuff, if you don't rehearse this stuff, if you don't rehash this stuff, if you don't revisit this stuff, it's going to slip. We don't have no recollection.
Come on.
You don't believe we have a recollection? What did I preach 2 Sabbaths ago? See what I mean? Main theme, we just don't. It don't lodge in there. What did I preach last Sabbath?
Fear, fear.
Few of them got that. See what I mean? That ain't been, everybody didn't get that. It's not that we wasn't there, wasn't engaged at the time, but we're not trying to do anything to develop our spirits, the memory of our spirits. It's our minds.
Yes, sir.
Our minds. And we just got to get serious about this because we're literally truly not saying, hey, somebody asked me, how is it that you know so many scriptures? I said, believe it or not, I really truly don't know too much. If you ask me to quote you about, I quote you 10 right now, I can quote 10 commandments. I said, I may can be able to pull on a good day about 4, 5, 6 of them. But once I start preaching and anointing, it's over. We're going to be all over that book.
Yeah.
We're going to rip that book apart.
Oh, yeah.
Tear it up and down. And I said, you know what that is, right?
Come on.
I said, that comes from years of studying and showing yourself approved.
Yes, sir.
He said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you want to
say. Come on. In that day.
Because I'm going to give you.
Come on.
Say.
Come on.
And you know, I told you what y'all going to do, right? I'm going to send you up for death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about what to say. I'm gonna give you what to say. Oh, he might be. I'm gonna give you what to say. Did they not? Did not?
Come on.
Most of y'all give Paul what to say.
Yes, sir.
Did they not gnash on him with their teeth?
Come on, sir.
Did they not gnash him?
Come on.
I mean, most of you don't get this. Listen, having a calling up on your life is really a call of death. Don't get caught up in this fairy tale shit.
Come on, sir. Come on.
That's true.
Because he has to make the testimony of his word true.
Jesus.
It don't have no strength and no power if everybody just goes to the grave soundly.
Wow.
Through much tribulation,
much
shall you enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Y'all getting this right?
Yeah.
You're not going to say, look, the truth is not going to have impact unless there's teeth in the game.
Come on. Come on.
Y'all sure could have went and did everything that he did for almost 3.5 years. But if he didn't go to the depth, it was all in vain.
Truth.
If he didn't go to the depth, if he didn't shed his blood, none of us would have salvation today.
That's the truth.
You know what's crazy about this thing right here? And I say that with all respect. We didn't even know that we were y'all's children. We in this world run into the same excess of riding and living like everybody else did. Doing everything everybody... I'm serious.
Yeah.
We had no idea.
No.
Now, some of us have always had a God conscious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were a little bit more reserved than everybody else.
Yeah.
Some people had no governor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I watched friends die of overdose. Yeah. I watched friends get killed. Now, in the military, I watched people die. You understand what I mean? And I was like, damn, you hear a sermon? Boy, man, you don't never know. You never know.
Yeah.
But some of us has always had some form of little consciousness.
Come on, sir.
Some of us didn't have nothing. And out of obscurity of mind, the Most High Yah looked down and said, I pick and I choose.
Hey!
Oh! Hallelujah.
Thanks to Yah.
We had no idea we were predestined.
Come on. Hey, come on.
To be conformed. Predestined.
Come on. Come on, sir.
No.
Come on.
Did he call
God?
No. You had no idea that the Most High Yah called you to this level of obedience.
That's the truth. Come on.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Sorry, we did. We did. We just did. That's why when we see him, oh! Oh, yeah! You talking about that's why the angels in glory, they got to move over.
Yeah,
they got to move over.
Come on. Come on.
Because y'all don't understand. The book already tells us, we already know. But there is gonna be a praise.
Yeah! Come on.
Think about this for a second. Here you are, the Lord God. Is done forgive you of sins, iniquity, and transgressions.
Yeah.
You up in glory, he's giving you these crowns.
Yes.
Crown of life.
Crowns.
Yeah. Oh, come on,
sir.
Many old crowns you coming over and stuff like
come
it.
On.
And then you sitting up there puzzled half the damn death.
Ooh.
Because you remember the shit show that he put on in your life.
Yeah.
And he's not mentioning nothing because it's been repented of.
Only remember.
Hallelujah. He don't even have and you're sitting here like this. Everybody's rejoicing. And you get all these crowns. And then all of a sudden, you just fall flat on your face.
Every
you crawl on your knees and you just give them all back to them.
That's it. Hallelujah.
Come on. Every time, pastor, die, you just talk. I said, we're going to see because one day, this day is going to be over. And we're going to enter into life.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
That day
is never going to be over.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out. We ain't been speaking and talking no fairy tales.
Yeah. Come on.
That's right. That's going to be something. What a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. And then people say, well, how do you believe? I said, bro, I can't help you. If you don't know how to believe, you need to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to talk to him. I know you find it hard. And most people in the world do.
Yeah.
But I know it's mind-boggling. It's like, did somebody hit the upside of the head? You ever seen the gong?
Yeah.
Everybody heard the gong show?
Yeah.
Man, boom! You mean to tell me? Out of all the people in my
come on,
he chose me.
Come on, come on.
I mean, think about Paul. Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." And you look at Paul and all the stuff that he went through, all the preachers, all the missionary journeys, all the establishing of assemblies, ordaining of elders, all this he did, and he still had a testimony. Oh, wretched man that I am.
Come on.
Never take his glory. He said, if I do both, I boast in the house.
Come on.
Crazy.
Not firm.
How many people say, I thank the Father when I'm sick?
Come on, Chef. Come on.
Ain't nobody. They don't do that. No, they don't. No, they don't. I thank the Father for my hardships, anointings.
Come on.
Wait.
The furnace.
You give thanks for that. Nobody gives
come
thanks
on.
For that.
The furnace. Yeah. Come on.
Paul did. Out of whom many people trying to convince you he's a false apostle. I'm like, you look at these damn modern day ass people with their air conditioned cell phones. And you gonna call him a damn, and you gonna call him a false apostle and your ass ain't been through shit?
Yeah. Wow.
Let me tell you something. There's gonna be a meek, I'm gonna give y'all what I believe to be personally, of those who are going to the kingdom. There's gonna be some sister that has the spirit of Mary Magdalene. I didn't say she was like Mary Magdalene, I said the spirit of her. Who was that sister that actually came and took her hair and dried his feet? Mary Magdalene. She will wash his feet with the tears coming from her eyes and then will take her hair and dry. You get that? There will be sisters like that that you will never even know their names, but they're praying.
Yes, sir.
For somebody like you.
Yes, sir.
And they do it consistently. They are going to end up with a greater place in the kingdom than old Pastor Dallas. See, in this world, you think because people have a platform to be able to speak, that they are somehow equated to greatness. No, it's to our detriment. It's actually through the sacrifice. But somebody had to be there to lift up the hands of Moses.
Come on.
We all, everybody talking about Moses. Nobody talking about Joshua on this side and Caleb on the other side holding up his arms. Nobody talking about that. They talk about Moses, but they don't talk about, you hardly ever hear about Moses' hands was getting tired. Mm-hmm. And they ran up there and they held him up.
Come on.
You know what I mean? We don't put onus and emphasis on the things that need to be. Somebody been praying for us that our strength shall not.
Yeah.
I keep telling y'all, I don't give a damn about being known in this world. Wasn't known in the first place. Jesus said, hey, we thought we was going to be out here and have our little small communal, these little 14 acres, and we die, and who knows where else. We buried up there. They got to take the land with dead bodies. Most guys say it different.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now we are a ministry that challenges every damn ministry on the face of planet Earth. And we challenge it, and because we're indicted in a good matter,
yeah.
We challenge it in a good way. Not because we want to be combative. We challenge it because we got to stop this damn falsehood. We got to stop the lies. Too much deception going on.
Yeah.
We have got to stop the foolishness. Ain't he worthy?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
He alone.
Hallelujah.
I mean, he's worthy.
Yes.
I know he is.
Hallelujah.
So, let me get over here where we started earlier. I think I had it up here. Let's go to Titus chapter 2, verse 1. I want everybody to get a seriousness of mind. I want y'all to get ready for tomorrow, too.
Yes, sir.
Get your mind ready for tomorrow. We're gonna zero in. We're going to zero in, all right?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever noticed this, whenever you try to talk to somebody about the real Jesus, everything gets quiet?
Yes,
nobody
don't
want to hear nothing.
Yes, sir.
You don't notice that they start to run from you and everything else?
Yep.
Hey, most people don't know what it means to have 70, 80,000 people up in the stands, up there cheering you on. You understand what I mean? Boy, it's a roar, isn't it? It makes you feel like a damn Roman gladiator, don't it? Man, it makes your belly like a Roman man. You got a newfound adrenaline and every damn thing else come in on you. Like, what the hell? I'm serious, man. And the majority of all those people going to a Roman hell.
That's the truth.
A literal Roman hell.
That's the truth.
Yeah. You think about it. With all the people in the NFL, right? You think the people that were successful in the NFL. All right. So, you ever think and believe that they will believe that TJ and Rob and Daniel are evolving and Kabir will make it to the kingdom? Hell no. Hell no. Well, can you imagine going to talk to your ranger buddies when they knew your ass? They're like, ain't no way in hell. No, we're gonna see you in hell, Eddie. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They harden.
Yeah.
It just... Only y'all can do this.
Only y'all. Only
y'all.
Y'all.
Matter of fact, before we go any further, whoever told y'all that repentance was a cuss word? I mean, repentance is nothing more than just being honest with the Father.
Oh, man.
He already know your condition in the first place. Just being honest.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me go here for a second.
Yeah. Let us go.
I understand. First of all, you need to forget about the pride that you're trying to reserve for man. People who you see around you. You need to just throw that crap away.
Yes. I mean,
because you don't want to miss the kingdom out. And that's why I keep telling you. The fear of man bringeth the snare.
Yeah.
You can't even because you care more about your opinions above than the way you look around others and carrying the same old devil of flesh that you are.
Come on.
As opposed to the way the king sees you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you can't do proper repentance. The book says, there's not a just man on this earth that doeth good and sinneth not. You hear that? Number one. So if you realize that we all in a cesspool of hell.
Yes, sir.
Why are you trying to preserve what you call your dignity? Your dignity stinks.
Yes, I mean.
Your pride stinks.
Yes, sir.
Your arrogance stinks. Nobody give a damn about it either.
Come on, sir.
It's better for you to be able to actually open up your mouth wide and admit to the Father what you really, truly are.
Yeah.
So he can help you.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's it.
But some of you, you'll never be able to utter those words of how bad and wicked you are because you're so blinded to yourself.
Oh. Let it not be so.
And that's sad.
Yes, sir.
For the people in the chat room throwing up all kinds of fires in there.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You are literally here on this earth.
Come on.
With a bunch of damn flesh.
Yeah.
There's no temptation except that which is common to man. That means everybody has dealt with the same old crap. Same old thing. And yet you trying to preserve yourself? You can tell those who've been honest and done really, truly repented and fallen on the soul.
Come on.
Because there's just a difference about it. There's a certain humility about this.
Come on.
I'm going to go to an extreme. A person that has really, truly repented will never slander or condemn you openly. Because they know how grave it is.
Oh, man.
When I tell you that a lot of people have never seen themselves before, you ain't never seen yourself before. Now you ain't. I remember the words of Paul. Paul said, I asked a man, I speak to me, damn pastor, the truth is, you're literally, truly trying to get us to repent. I think you got that right. Paul said, I'm glad I made you sorry.
Come on.
After a godly sort. Because godly sorrow worketh repentance.
Never. Come on.
Never be repentant again.
Yeah.
When you really truly love that condition, that's repentance. You don't want that to be busy then.
No. Misery.
Never. No. Because you have to understand, what you've done, what we all done, is a sin against the Most High. Y'all.
Yeah.
If I vain ass man, he told you, don't do it.
Yeah.
Come on. Now, female, he told you don't do it. Everybody else don't matter.
No.
Nothing else matters.
No.
Come on. And yet you despise the day of repentance because you're trying to preserve your dignity. Your damn dignity. You try to preserve yourself from a good death.
That is.
No wonder the scriptures talk so much about humility.
Yeah.
No wonder they talk so much about you. The scripture is so deep in humility.
Yeah.
Your pride stinks like a pile of shit to the Most High Yah. It does.
Watch your book.
Yah always gives favor to the humble.
Ah.
Oh, come on. Your favorite
always. Come on.
I'm going to say it again. Master Paul doing all this, and he's still saying, oh, wretched man that I am. That one, it baffles me. It baffles me a thousand times over. You know, before we go, well, I was going to get this scripture. Go to Romans 7, teacher. Go to Romans 7 real quick. That's why we say y'all is good.
Y'all is good.
I said, well, pass out. When I listen to you, you make me feel bad. I said, hold on.
Stop, damn it. Wait a minute.
Come on. I said, stop. Y'all, time out, time out, time out, time out.
Yeah.
What do you mean I make you feel bad? Let me see. Okay, so when you watch the TV, do you feel bad? Mm. When you watch a movie, do you feel bad?
Mm.
When you have a conversation with everybody else, do you feel bad? So why you want to levy the charge on me? Do you feel bad when you listen to me? Want you to take the onus. You don't feel bad because of me. You feel bad because of the word.
Oh,
which is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It's going to shine and show you how wicked your ass is.
Hallelujah. The goodness of God.
And.
Good.
Y'all hear this, right?
Yes, sir.
I'll be right back here. we'll get that Titus 2 in a little bit, all right? My, what I call Romans 7. Starting at verse 7, teach. Romans 7, verse 7. Yeah, we're going to hit this. We got to. Let me tell you something. Remnant of Israel. We are in a very special place right now.
Great job.
We are in a very special place to be preserved by the Most High God.
Yeah.
Especially what we see that's on this damn earth and that is here literally already. We're at the very beginning and the prefaces of this wicked-ass system collapsing, falling.
Hallelujah.
And we get the honor
mm-hmm.
of actually sitting up there watching people trying to come to our ark. They're trying to knock on the damn door when they didn't prepare.
Wow.
And here we are prepared.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Father.
Shoot.
Thank you.
Man, that's why I say all praise to the Most High Yah.
All praise to the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah. There's nobody but Him. They said, come, Pastor, no, we can't hear what I preach. I said, I get that, brother. You hear the voice, but the preacher, yeah, I'm a preacher, but the preacher's preaching.
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
The preacher's preaching.
The preacher's preaching.
I said, brother, he the one that designed it. You got to hear from somebody.
Come on.
I hope you're hearing it.
Yes, sir.
Romans 7, verse 7. Come on, teach.
What shall we say then?
Here we go.
Is the law sin? God forbid.
Well, a Christian will have you think that law is sin.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, it was against us. It was contrary to us. We took it out of the way, nailed it to the tree. You know what I mean? What the hell? Law sin. That's what they were seeing. Read on.
Nay, I had not known sin.
Except what?
But by the law.
Come on.
For I had not known lust. Except the law had said, you shall not covet.
Stop. Y'all get that right?
Yes, sir.
It's not telling you just lust and not anything. It's being specific here.
Yeah.
The covet is, you should not covet your neighbor's wife. You should not covet your neighbor's house. Anything that belongs to your neighbor, don't covet.
Yeah. Whatsoever.
You get that right?
Yeah. Come on.
I'm sorry. I love y'all brothers. I love y'all wives. I do. But I can never covet it. You know why? Because I love my brothers.
Hallelujah.
Now we fast forward. This is how we know we done passed from life to death. From death to life. Because we love the brothers.
Come on.
And we get with the commandments. First four, commandments of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
How much we love him.
Yeah.
Last six, how we love our fellow brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it making sense?
Yeah, come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah. Remember, Yahshua said, when the guy asked me, where are you at? This? Love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind and spirit. Yeah, he said, the second. Sure is like unto the first. What do you mean? Love your neighbor as yourself. I did one thing about fast out. You ain't got to never worry about me covering your wife.
Hallelujah.
You know why? Because I love you too much.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love you too much.
Hallelujah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Love you too much. So he didn't say that lust in itself is sin.
That's good.
Because then the law says, what's up with your soul lust?
Come on.
Lust in itself is not sin.
Right.
Come on. Your whole mind will be condemned. You're going to think lust is just that. What the hell?
Come on.
Read.
But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death.
Now, that word concupiscence is nothing but just a lust and a desire. That's all it is. It's just a big-ass English word that just basically defines something really simple. Keep going.
For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me.
Whoa, wait a minute. It did not in the beginning, it said that sin entered into the world. So how was the world before sin entered in? It's pretty damn good, then, right? Good shape, right?
Oh, yeah.
But sin entered into the world. Yeah. So what is the sin that entered into the world, though? It's that spirit that whispers in your ear. Gives you an alternative, an ultimatum, to go contrary to what the word of Yah or the law of Yah says.
Yes, sir.
You know, you start listening to it. You start reasoning. You start surmising. You start deducting. You know, you start using all this intellect you think you got. And everything you've been thinking on all your life is based on stuff you put in your own damn mind. You can't have a perfect balance unless you got Yah's law in your mind, written on the tables of your heart,
that's
something to confess the flesh.
That's
all
true. That's
we need more, y'all, you know. Don't
yeah. Overflow. Come on.
See?
Yeah.
When I'm talking about straight way, I'm talking about straight because the way is straight. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, few to be divided. Mm-hmm. When I mention the word straight way, you see the name, I'm talking about straight way. I'm talking about straight way.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk, get that in your mind. Get that in your mind, straight way. Because that name is spelt that way for a purpose. Notice it ain't S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T.
Right.
It's spelled that way for a reason. I remember when, did you remember when we came up with his name? We were sitting up there, and we was in a basement, me and Teacher Shane was. And we were talking, and I said, man, what can we call this? What's the Father going to give us? What he going to give us? It just entered my mind, straightway. Teacher Shane says, yeah, straightway. S-T-R-A-I-T. Then he went and found in the scripture. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
I said, that's it. But you know, we commonly used to spell it old. He said, yeah. There we go. He was back there meditating on Yah. Ooh. Me and old Teach.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Teach.
You remember that, though?
Yes, sir.
You remember that? I remember like it was yesterday. I do. I'm like, good God. I said, damn, we're getting old. Oh, by the way, Ranger here with us tonight. Ranger said, instead of saying over and over, you know what you're going to do, right? You're going to stop some shit. Everybody old. Everybody going to go older and older and older. Keep us, right? The word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no big deal. You know some word, we comfort one another with these words. You know
that
word?
Oh,
we comfort one another with these words.
We got a word about it?
Man, we have a word that will sustain. Miracle before, right before the very eyes. Because he'd be following me around everywhere. I mean, I got no better protector. No better security. I don't. I just don't. You understand me? He be on it. Everybody else, they think they own it, but they get so easily distracted, man. They don't fly, go fly around, and their attention is gone. No matter how much you preach to them, stay the damn course. You'll get off duty in a minute, or an hour, or two. When you off, you're off. Is that right?
Yeah.
Until then, stay dialed in. Yeah. They can't do it. They get distracted by the smallest of things. Damn, our strength is small. Anyway. But that one got you and shook you.
It did.
A couple of them did it.
Yeah.
They got you and shook you. That's how you know it does not come because of the power of man. It comes by the power of Yah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. It comes by Jesus.
Yeah.
Salvation.
Yeah.
Come on.
Deliver.
I'm trying to tell y'all. Teach where we at.
Do it, verse 11.
Read on.
Sin, take education by the commandment.
It did what?
Deceived me.
And it did what?
And by it, slew me.
So here we are. Read.
Wherefore?
The what?
The law is holy.
No, it's done away with.
Ooh.
Holy.
Holy. Oh, it's in the past.
Holy.
The law is what?
Holy. Holy. And the commandment holy.
Oh, the commandment holy.
Holy.
Y'all get this, right?
Yes, yes sir.
And the commandment is what?
Oh, and God.
And
good.
Good. Let's read. Go. We're going to get to it.
Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me.
See,
but
there ain't nothing wrong with the law.
No.
It's the damn sin that's working in your ass.
Yes, sir.
That's what's killing you.
Yeah.
Read on.
But sin, that it might appear sin.
That it might appear. Mm. See, that's the problem today, is that sin has not appeared sinful. Because we justify today.
Come on.
We justify.
Come on.
That's it. That's why you can't fall on the sword. You literally can't fall on the sword today because I owe your dignity, your arrogance, your perceived stench that smells like a septic tank. If you don't know what a septic tank smells like, we'll open up one up for us. We'll open it up for you and let you get a good whiff. If you don't get a good whiff, we'll actually lower you down into it. If you really want to understand what you smell like to Yah, and all your justified arrogance. And you know what's crazy? When people see us speak and talk the way we do, they think we're arrogant because we're so quick to call out the error of the way that is missing the mark. When that is nothing but mercy. Nothing but grace.
That's the truth.
Are you looking at me? You're looking at him? As if you're looking at him as if we're trying to rule or dominate over you or something? I love you enough to tell you the truth.
That's it. Come on, Chef. Come on.
What do I get out of it?
Come on.
The pain and suffering of your rejection?
Oh,
sure.
Real.
Oh, it's deep now.
Man,
I could have saved my breath for somebody more worthy.
Oh, my goodness.
I could have fished a little while for somebody who had more humility.
Wow.
Than to waste my damn breath on you that's going to reject Yah. I think we need to terminate this broadcast. I think it's too deep for this world. This is some serious stuff. This is some serious stuff, though.
Man,
I agree with you, Ranger. I'm with you. Y'all hearing this, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Good. What benefit do I or anyone else get? Matter of fact, I heard Ranger back there when he was training, and he's still training the Saints. You get some Gun Hope, Butch Cassidy, Billy Dance, and the Sundance Kid. They all come back there. They know every damn thing under the sun. No humility whatsoever at all. Can't beat no teachable spirit. No teachable spirit. They know every damn thing. They've been arranged three times in their whole damn life. Shot two bullets. They sat there and studied somebody YouTube video. They got it down pat. They know every damn thing. They got it.
You're not an operator.
And you know what? It's so crazy. So if you work in a reverse, they think tier 9 is the superior.
That's crazy.
Oh, boy, help me, Father. You get it, right? And the instructor is saying the whole time, listen, I know where you're at. If you can admit that's where you're at, we can go forward from that. Now I can teach you so you can get to where you want to be.
Hallelujah. Come on.
What kind of damn accolades do I get to sell? Inconvenience, pain, suffering, rejection. You know what rejection is, right? When I tell you I ask something, you don't do it. Then I've got to repeat it again. And you still don't do it. Now I repeat it again. You think you're the only one suffering.
Yes.
What about the one who's doing damn teaching?
Yes, sir.
You'll never put them in consideration. It's all about you.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean? You got to talk about Israelites. Y'all going to bless the labor of your hands, but it's all about you.
Yes.
You're going to defy that. You understand what I mean? No, you ain't going to defy it. You ain't getting past y'all. In any way, shape, or form, no, you ain't. How we get off on this? Let's roll. Come on, teach. Where we at? Verse what?
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
But sin, that it might appear sin.
That it might do what?
Appear sin.
Now, has anybody ever had sin appear sin, boy? I tell you when you know when sin appears sin. When you see it for what it is.
Yes.
And then you look at it,
yes.
And you find out that you are not who you thought you were.
I mean, oh, shit.
It's one of those things, like this old-ass carpet that's glued in this concrete, right? It's one of those things where you literally try to get up under that damn carpet. Because that damn rusty, old-ass, glued-ass, stepped-on carpet is better than you are. That's when sin appears exceedingly sinful.
Yes, sir.
Many of you still smell too good. You look too good. You talk too good. You act too damn good.
Wow.
Read.
But sin, that it might appear sin. Working death.
Working what?
Working death.
Working what?
Death. Working death.
Read on.
In me by that which is good.
Read on.
That sin by the commandment.
By the what?
Commandment.
Sin by the commandment.
Read on.
Might become exceeding simple.
Now, here we are. The next verse is paramount.
Yes, sir.
Read.
For we know that the law is spiritual.
The law is what?
Oh, spiritual.
No, it's natural.
Oh.
No, it's what?
Spiritual.
All is natural.
Oh,
it's cardinal.
Spiritual.
What?
Spiritual.
Simple as it is defined and it's spiritual. As simple as it is.
Ooh,
I'm Yahweh Elohim. I brought you out of the land of Israel.
Yeah.
You have no mighty ones against my face.
Yes.
Don't make yourself no carved image of any likeness. None of that. All right. Don't take his name in vain.
Yes.
Remember the Shabbat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's spiritual. Law spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Law spiritual. You get that right?
Yes, sir.
Don't ever disrespect and dishonor. Father and mother.
Yes.
No stealing. No adultery.
Come on.
No bearing false witness. Don't covet. That's simple. That's the cliff notes version.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's good, and you still can't get it.
Come on.
That is spiritual. Because if you do this born again, he gave them the agreeable spirit.
Oh, yeah. Compel. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
That's the truth. I don't want to hear nothing from you women. We don't know nothing about being a bride. We do know.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Hey, I know about being a bride.
Come on. Yeah.
One thing a bride is, agreeable.
Yeah.
A bride is submissive.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
Come on.
What?
They don't tell me I'm not agreeable and submissive to y'all. If
come
I'm
on.
Not, tell me now.
Come on.
Talk to me.
Speak
to me. Let me know. Let every man in your life know. You will find out you're the problem. And that, that also goes for you, two-gendered men, too.
Ooh.
You know, I have to word stuff in such a way because I'm telling you, I receive a lot of flags. I know y'all know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there you go. Fish. Fish. That's a new word. I know that they don't get it. I know they don't get it. Come on, teach, read. Watch this. Watch this. Well, I got to get to this part, though. Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all doing good?
Oh, yeah. That's good right here.
Let me tell you. Well, I'll sell a young man me in his ways by taking heed
to the word of God. That's the only way.
How? Well, I'll sell a young man me in his ways by taking heed to the word of God. I wish I had somebody who would quote that to me 1,000 times over.
Yes, sir.
I want the word of God in me inside.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Come on. What you saying? I mean, has anybody ever fell into that category where you know what you know now about y'all, but you wish you could have come to him a hell of a lot earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Man! How much hard they put in the thing? You getting it?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to say something to you. I'm going to say something to you before we go on. Don't think that men are 100% out of touch with you. We're not. Especially men of Yah that fear Yah.
Yes.
We're not out of touch with you because we're in tune with Yah. We're in tune with Yah because what you should be, we already are.
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on. Preach. Come on.
The bride of the side.
Yes.
Don't know how to go any other way. Listen. If I'm a brand new bride in Messiah, does he not nurture me?
Come on.
Cherish me, keep me, train me.
Prosper.
How can I be the perfect bride on Messiah? Am I not, now if he's doing that, am I not in a submissive, teachable, agreeable, submissive, humble, spirit to learn?
Yes.
So I'm saying to my sisters, where are you at? That's all I'm saying. Because men, I'm telling you, we experience this because we are creating the image of
the image of God. Come on.
You may not see it because we're in the image of Yah, and then we have to turn around and switch and then be submissive. What do you need to be?
Yes.
To our King.
Yes.
But then when you turn around on this earth, be in a position of leadership.
Right.
And command.
That's good, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't set up and mix it and condemn us for what we're doing because you see us 1 minute over here and then we're back over here into this ring.
Oh, good.
If you find fault in me, I agree with you. I find fault in all of them.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
But there's no way in hell you can find fault with me with my intent.
Yeah.
Of serving Yah.
Come on.
It's not Yah gonna judge the
thought
and the intent
what?
of a man off. Don't make me wicked because you're wicked.
Oh,
keeping us from
you. And you're still worse off.
Come on, yes, sir.
Listen. You get it?
Yes, sir.
No, you don't get it, though.
Yes, sir.
Dang.
That's
trying to make you some type of damn Catholic religious relic.
Yes, sir. Yep. That's the truth.
Dude, he's driving down the road.
Yep.
Oh, that's a revival. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Talk to him by yourself.
Yeah.
How many of y'all ever talk to him by yourself and all of a sudden you just come to tears?
Yeah.
I'm all
worth
it.
Done.
Hey, cut it out.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Hallelujah. I told him over and over and over again, you better make sure you stay that way.
Yeah.
The last thing you want is for y'all to dry your tears up.
Every.
The last thing you want. You better make sure you hydrated.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
If you find it hard to understand what I'm saying, chances are you'd have been baptized by the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
Fire.
You better get it.
If you have difficulty in comprehending what I'm saying, chances are you've never been baptized.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about water.
Woo!
I'm not talking about water.
Fire!
What
you
talking about, Jeff? I damn sure ain't talking about water.
Woo!
Y'all sure clearly make a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
You will be baptized by?
Yeah.
It's gonna
change everything, yeah.
Ooh. I know, man, believe me, I'm old. I can say it, when I hit 50, I can say officially, I'm 50 years old. That's what the book said. You couldn't even, in the Old Testament, you couldn't even be an elder unless you were 50. We get up here and see what Paul, he was all the old, damn old, he was so damn deceived, he had to turn around and go to Timothy and Titus, young, find some old spirits, and young men.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, Teach?
That is right, yeah.
Read on, Teach.
What I would, that do I not.
Here it goes.
But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consider to the law that it is good.
Anybody ever been there before?
Oh, man.
You are wrestling fault. You are submitted. You succumb. And you become a slave to what you would not. But in your mind, you're still saying, God wrong with it.
Yep.
That's all he's saying.
Yes, sir.
Reno.
Yes, sir.
Now then. It is no more I that does it.
But what?
But it's sin that dwells in.
That's the key where straightway comes in.
Hallelujah.
What we're trying to tell you, listen, I understand, brothers and sisters.
That's
it. It ain't you that's doing it because your mind is not in agreement with it.
Liver.
It's the sin that you refuse to deal with.
Yes, sir.
Deal with. That is what's going on.
Yes, sir.
And the sin do what, Teach? Are you there? Teacher, are you there?
Yes.
Read.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh.
No, in my spirit.
In my flesh.
In my feet and passions of understanding.
In my flesh.
Joy of what?
Well, no good thing.
Now, wait a minute. This is Paul. We seen his resume, right?
Yes, sir.
If he ain't got not one good damn thing growing in his flesh, what do we got? We're talking about somebody that's a Pharisee, doctor of the law. I mean, he was in. He got it.
Yes,
and Paul, I'm not going to say he's no greater man than we are. Paul chose to be celibate. You know the reason why he chose to be celibate, right? So he had no distractions. When you get a wife, you got distracted. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It hinders you.
Yes,
it hinders you in your relation to Yah. It hinders both of you, male and female.
Uh-oh.
Because when you come together, you have a charge to see what's in the flesh. You ever notice that not a one of us ever had any trouble or issue with Yah? Boy, come a little closer. A husband, let me use me and Mother Carol. All right? There was a time we born again, and we was born again. I sound pretty country. We was born again.
Yeah, that's
pretty damn
country.
We was born again.
That's right.
But we was born again, right? But even though we are born again and we miss each other, yet we still didn't miss each other because we both had a connection with the Father. Does that make sense? So when we come together, all they did was just satisfy both of us in the flesh. We never lost our relationship with the Father. Because the relationship with the Father meant more than a relationship in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
And we wanted that for both of us.
Yes, sir.
It did not, I mean, renege, go back, diminish the relationship we had personally. We're still here.
Yes, sir.
We're still going to feel. We have emotions. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But when we were strengthened by the Father,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
When we came together, it made it that much more paramount. So if we were away, we're still good.
Yes.
We got the Father.
Yes, sir.
The Father commands us, one of us may be burned one day.
Yep.
Look, what does the book say? That you come together quickly.
Yes.
So the other one will be tempted.
Yes, sir.
I see.
Yes,
is that
sir.
What it says?
Yes, sir.
That's flesh.
Yes.
That's what the union of it is.
Mm.
And these two become twain and one, and they become one flesh.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
How the hell you become one flesh with a woman? All right, I put my feet into a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Bring out a child.
Come on.
One flesh. Even if we don't bring out a child, you're still one flesh.
Yes, sir.
So Paul said, one is beauty joined to a harlot, one flesh.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So it is one flesh doctrine. You understand what I mean? And people say, you need to stop it. You get it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Make it any sense at all?
Yes, sir.
One flesh.
Yes.
One flesh. Reteach.
Well, I know that it is me that is in my flesh.
Do what?
Well, no good thing.
Read on.
For to will is present with me.
But
how to perform that which is good, I find not.
Now, you know the only thing that's going to stop performance, right? What's going to stop performance is envy, jealousy, strife, unforgiveness, bitterness. So you ain't associated with it right now, all right? Think about it. Read that again. I'm going to show you.
Well, I know that he in me, that is in my flesh.
You're on what?
Well, no good thing.
Stop. What is the lust of the flesh?
Nice.
What does the book say? We know what the spirit says. What is love of the flesh? The lust of the flesh are these.
Yeah.
What is it? Come on. All you people in the chat room, come from. I want y'all from. Somebody said sin. Nah, come on, man. Peace, don't give up every damn thing. Come on. Gee. Come on. No, no. Y'all ain't getting up out of here with this one. Uh-uh. No, I didn't say lust of the damn eyes. I said lust of the flesh. They don't know. Go to Galatians 5. Bro, bless you, bro, Samuel. Go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. They don't know. They don't. See, that's the problem. Listen to me. That is the reason why you keep on succumbing to sin. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Daniel, y'all got a scribe up there for real. Brother Samuel's on it. I'm going to pull like hell. Galatians 5, 19. Come on, teach.
And the works of the flesh.
No, no, no. Pastor Dow making this shit up.
I was written.
No, no, no. Pastor Dow just trying to condemn us.
I was written.
No, no. Works of the flesh.
Works of the flesh are manifest.
He's trying to create some new doctrine.
Works of the flesh.
I did stop that for a while. I know I did. The works of the flesh are what?
Manifest.
Clearly seen. Which are what?
Which are these?
What are they?
Adultery.
What? Whoa, 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 whoa. That is a work of what?
Flesh.
Read.
Fornication. Oh.
Temple prostitution. Male, uh-huh. Female.
Yes.
Sodomite. Woman. Lesbian. Or. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Read on.
Uncleanness.
Undamned cleanness. Go to Leviticus 18. It will define all of uncleanness. It will break it down to the zenith. Read on.
Lasciviousness.
Unbridled lust. Lust you have no control over whatsoever at all. Come on.
Idolatry?
What?
Idolatry.
So people talk about idolatry, but never, nobody ever talks about the opinion that you make in your own mind that is becoming an idol.
God, yeah.
Read.
Witchcraft.
Now, I know we don't need to define that one, right? We're surrounded by witchcraft. We don't need to define that one, right? Huh? I'll define it one word. Rebellion.
Yeah.
Read on.
Hatred.
What? Hey. I'm sorry. So when we see each other, I don't care if it's once, twice, three times, four times, it should always be fervent charity. Always be fervent charity. Always be struggling. You know,
variance.
Division.
Yeah.
Come on.
Emulation.
Emulation. Strife. Inheritance. Get off the next one. Come on.
Wrath. Strife. Sedition. Heresy. Envying. Murder. Drunkenness.
But y'all see what the works of flesh is, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm not just making up slogans and shit as I go. Come on.
Revelings and such like.
Of which I
tell you before
and
as I have told you in the past.
What? They that do what?
And they which do such things.
So what?
Shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah.
So I'm going to ask you a question, a serious question. How much you want to divest yourself from yourself? If you fit any of this in the category, you're not going to inherit the kingdom. Why would you want to do it?
Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can't get no better than that. Next time I call on works of the flesh, you know what it all right.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking y'all ass out there on the damn chat room. Most of y'all can't wait to type. I want to see what the hell you got to say. What's the Bible translation we use? The Word. They don't even know that one. Hold on. So y'all don't be, y'all moderators, don't be so quick to moderate these comments. Give them freedom of speech. Give them freedom of speech. Let them speak. I miss Lion Den this week, though, man. Lion Den,
right.
I missed it this week.
Yeah. That was the floor.
They were. Daniel and Rob, they were down there training the Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars front line. They're rolling, man. They're rolling.
Praise God.
Let's say we got to get Titus. What do we say, Titus 2?
Yes, sir.
We're going to end the broadcast on this right here. We're going full circle back around to the beginning where we started. Women, Israelite women, as beautiful as y'all are. And I think all of them are beautiful. All Israelite women are beautiful. I really do. Y'all are beautiful.
Yes.
Love you, dear. Is that right? Titus 2? All right, verse 1. Come on, King.
Let's speak. Do the things which become sound doctrine.
Sound teaching. Come on.
That the aged man be sober.
Aged man be what?
Sober.
That doesn't mean sober like from drink or nothing like that. That means have your mind and your conscience keen. Read on.
Great.
Temperate. Come on.
Sound in faith.
And
in charity
and
in patience.
Now, here we go. Read.
The aged women likewise.
Stop. When does the aged woman start? They gotta start at 60. You're right, Ranger. You gotta start at 60. Because it says, let not a woman be taken under the score of age of 70. No, it's 10. 70. I mean, if you are 60 years old, you're aged. If you're under that, you should be getting married. If you're over that, you should be in a position where you can teach the younger. If you can't teach the younger, what a wasted ass life. What a wasted ass life. Read.
The aged women likewise.
Because ain't no damn woman no 60 years old gonna bear them children.
Nah.
Read on.
That they be in behavior.
Oh, no. Attitude.
Behavior?
Oh, no. Makeup and looks.
Behavior?
Oh, behavior. Behavior like what?
As becomes holiness. Not false accusers.
Wait a minute. How many women y'all know like that today? How many men you know like that today?
That's
not
right.
False accusers, read on.
Not given too much wine.
Much wine. They have scotch back then. Much wine. Read on.
Teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women.
See, this is the part right here that I'll be saying over and over and over again. And when I say it, y'all gonna admit it. Where is the passage in the scriptures or the New Testament that ever says that a woman is commanded to love her husband? It still ain't commanded. I'm trying to show you how close you can get. Watch this next phrase, read.
That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husband.
Oh. How can you love your husband, woman? I'm going to tell you how. Submitted. Agreeable. Subjective. You get that? Love your husband. Now, mind you, love your godly husband. Love your husband that's in the faith, keeping the commandments of God.
Oh.
That's striving to enter into the straight gate into the city. Now, I'm going to detour for a minute. I just got finished. Me and the elders had to deal with a situation. I want everybody listening, type in number 7 if you listen. We going in. We going. Y'all ever notice when I do something like it, we going in?
Oh, yeah.
We going in.
I believe
you
might drop off.
We at 556. Let's see if we're going to drop off right here. 556. 554 now. Hey, we're going to hit this. We ain't going to let this slip. Y'all ready for this? I want y'all to listen to this. Matter of fact, I really truly don't even need to call names. But what we're going to do, we're going to tell the truth. Is that good enough? Those fellas still coming. Look at that. They're still coming. Look at this. They're still coming. Look at that. All right. So here it is. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Everybody needs me. Myself and the elders, we were dealing with a particular married couple. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes,
married couple. All right. We listen extremely close. If you ever been in the judgment, straightway we got to adjudicate matters. You notice we're listening extremely close. Is that right, Teach?
Yes, sir.
We heard all the matters. So immediately we all turn our attention to this man. Oh, I'm going to say shell of a man. So, brother, now first of all, we ain't going to approach that unless there's a probable cause. There's got to be something there. There's got to be something that's going to stick, right? So, brother, tell me straight up. Tell us all straight up. This damn woman you fooling with on a job out there, who has a husband already that she's living with, and you got this beautiful Israelite woman at home that's been bearing two of your seed. Y'all heard what I said, right?
Yes, sir.
You literally bear two of your seed. She has more, two of your seed. All of a sudden, the wife you got at home is inadequate. That is breastfeeding your son. Another one just getting out of diapers. Yet you want to chase a damn heathen that is already saddled up with somebody else. No, sir. You know what they did? Everything that we went on, they admitted. All right? They admitted everything. He admitted everything. Put them up under the care of Brother Steve. Is that right? Mind you, we still ain't mentioning names. Give me a week or so. The shit don't straighten out. Hold on, I'm going to do more than mention names. People don't mind drop my name. I would drop it in righteousness and holiness. Y'all listening? He turns around, gets up out of that damn meeting, talks to Brother Steve, gets back home, sends a text message, Brother Steve. I know y'all trying to divide my family. I know you're trying to divide my wife. I know you're trying to, with the ministry. You get this? I'm sitting there listening to Steve is texting me and telling me, Pastor, look at this. I want you to read this. What do we do about this? Just wait a little bit. He keeps going. You know what he does? Don't hear this. Hey, baby. Hey, you know what he does? You know what he does? You want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
This is what he does. He turns around and he says this. This is the crazy part of the whole damn situation. Want to hear?
Yeah.
Nah, we ain't going to go there.
Man.
We won't get there. We ain't going to go there just yet. Just yet. We'll marinate this a little bit. Just a little bit.
Not really.
So, he turns around and charges the ministry for trying to divide his house when he's already doing it. Mind you, let's lay it out. He's on the job. There's a couple of Israelite brothers there. He's dealing with a heathen woman that has saddled up with a heathen man who she has his baby, the heathen man's baby. Now all of a sudden, he got this faithful Israelite-ass woman over here. Two children, two of his seed, two males.
Mm.
You get it, right? Now all of a sudden, he got the hot over here for this one, to which I indicted these damn brothers of Israel. Because there's no way in hell we would let this shit like that. But what the mean? What the hell? You deal with them either? No, nigga. Let me tell you. Brother, we the winning big time.
Okay, man. Come on.
This generation, you know the reason why this generation is so tolerant?
Come on, Chef. Come on.
Because you love sin.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm. Hell no.
If I slip up in sin,
mm-hmm.
you don't want the same justice. Cover me. Y'all got the wrong covering.
Mm-hmm.
Not the covering that David talked about.
Exactly.
Y'all got a different covering.
That's it.
Bullshit. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, this booger gets in front of us as a justice. He agrees. Because, you know, we have a community after court. I mean, we ain't been calling nothing on the Shabbat, and there's got to be some serious shit we call the community after court. There's got to be some serious stuff. We did that. Went through it, right? Whole time he's admitting, you know, well, yeah. You know what happened? Those three left us, left Steve. First thing he did, he sent his wife and both of his sons. One son can't be no more than 3 months old, still on the breast, back to their father's house. He sent his wife, Israelite woman, want to submit to the faith, do what the word says, want to be a loving, kind mother. He turns around. I'm going to add more to it. I'm going to add more to it, and I got the text message group. He turns around. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
This is how wicked when the devil gets in.
Yes, sir.
He turns around, and he says, I know y'all want to control my family. I know you want to control my life. You want to control my... First of all, straight women don't want to control him damn thing.
True, so no.
You lied against us. Well, you know what he did? He said, I want the money that I contribute to the land to be given back to me. Because I'm falling on financial hard times. You know what I told Brother Steve? I said, tell him to go talk to Cleflo Dollar. Y'all know the reason why I did that, right? He done police people out of them
mm-hmm.
two jets, mansion. Yeah, $60 million jet. We're going to this little toy flyer. He said that, but he sent his wife
yeah.
and his two sons back to New Jersey with his wife's family. which she ain't committed no damn sin. With his soft jackleg ass. All of a sudden, through text message, he got the damn fall over gorilla. He had a chance to talk in front of us. I'm telling you. I know for sure. Teach. Y'all don't understand, we have a greater condemnation. I know for sure we are fair and we are balanced. Because when we judge, we are under the scrutiny that the Most High God would judge us. The Am I right, Teach?
That's right. That's
we pressed his ass. Like you wouldn't believe. We pressed his ass against the damn wall like you wouldn't believe it. This damn weak-ass, simp-ass nigga, he turns around. No, I ain't gonna say that. Because nigga will be saying, Negro, Niger, meaning melanated or black. That ain't him. Gotta get more concrete here. So he turned around. He sent his wife back to her family with his two children. I told Brother Steve. I said, you know why I did it, right? I said, this simp ass, they call him what? Beta.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Beta.
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 Beta. Mind you, the woman he fooling with is a woman that has a, she's still living with him. Her baby's daddy.
Yeah.
Fooling around with his damn choked up simp ass. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
I said he sent her back. So this home over here, he got it free and clear so she can come on in and they can do the nasty. Yeah, that's what he did. I'm sure I was right the straightway was. Want to hear?
Yes, sir.
Sister, I hear your cry and I hear your plea. I promise I do. And you are listening. I know you're listening and watching tonight. I know you are. You've had two seeds from that man. They belong to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They belong to him. Now, still want to be a part of ministry? I get it. You need to open up the door. Tell that man if you want your children, you can have them. Y'all heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
Now, she's on the damn leash. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just can't leave myself the whole time out, damn it.
Yes, sir.
We got no time to go over Esther and Nehemiah. But I do have time to go over modern day.
Come on, sir.
Most of your people don't know. You ever heard of Bathion? That's Esau's wife. She comes from the land of Israel, reared and raised in Israel, in a polygynous family.
Oh, bunch of children.
Her husband divorced her. You know what he did? All my sons, that's his daughter.
Yes, he did.
She came over to the state. She left the sons with the man. Kept the daughter. And now she's married to Yeshua.
Yep.
And they've had a son. What I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to show you how screwed up American women are. You're so damn jacked up. And the whole culture, the whole society is.
True.
Whenever we try to sit up and reprove you, tighten you up, put you online, first thing you want to do, we're without understanding, we don't have no compassion, we don't know nothing, we don't love. All those are charges levied against us. And this damn bastard, all he wants to do is go sauce his damn ass with a damn heathen. Which, heathen woman, if you listen, the same thing he did with his principal wife, give it a few years, he'll do the same damn thing with you. You know why? Because there ain't no honor, no integrity among the day. Enjoy it right now where you got it, but it's going to be real short-lived. Come on, man. How long does it take to put 2 years on? 2 years is fast as shit, isn't it? Ooh. See, what everybody hate in Israel, or what straightway is, they hate the realness of it. Because you'll be part of us. We're going to get into your shit. We don't want to be in your shit. Because it stinks. I promise it stinks like hell. We don't want to be in it. But you'll be part of us. You'll be part of a brotherhood. A family.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I want that.
Now, I ain't that damn drunk.
I see 7, 8, 7.
Oh, yeah, it's just much off.
Tell me what I see.
Right here? 7, 8, 7. It's a 9, it's just smudge right there.
Oh, somebody smudged it off?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they smudged off his head.
That must be, that's mother, right? Because she do the 7s like a charm.
No.